Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hugh, how would you score that bout? I think that's a draw. Chuck landed some haymakers, especially with like, hey, we you know, I live and die here. You can move on. You could go different places, but Seth also brings a great point. He's entitled to his opinion, and he's going to say what he wants to say.
Yeah, I think both of them hit on that mutual respect thing. I think they hit the nail on the head. That's all you can ask for, Joe, because we don't always agree on the way that we see things. And the fans definitely don't agree with me on the way that I see things sometimes. That's okay, because we have different perspectives about this. And most times, and this is no disrespect, but most times the fans' perspective is coming from a perspective of passion and history. And what I mean by that is, you know, I admire the ticket holders that have had tickets in their families for eons. They go back to the way back in the day, you know, ticket licenses and all the other good stuff. And they feel the way that they feel. But at the same time, Seth is right. He has a unique perspective that is also should be respected. So that's the biggest thing that I took from that, is that everybody has to respect everybody else's opinion about this, even if you don't agree with it. Because there's a lot of times that I hear an opinion and I don't agree with it, but I don't say anything because that's how that person feels. And there's nothing that I could say that's going to change their mind. And that's kind of how Chuck is. Chuck is passionate about his football team. Chuck is passionate about his baseball. And he feels a certain way about certain things when it happens. I don't feel the same way that Chuck does, but Chuck's entitled to rant and rave and feel the way that he wants to feel.
Oh, and he will.
And yeah, when he wants to. So I let him have that. Like when Chuck calls in here and he says what he said today, I let him speak. Because that's his perspective. I don't agree with that, but that's his perspective, and he's entitled to have that.
I'll throw one more great part. It was Seltzer jumping in the fray. There was a famous ref back in the day when Tyson would box. I think his name was Mills Lane.
Mills Lane.
Seltzer was Mills Lane there, like trying to get between the heavyweights. Like, hold on, let him make his point. That was good stuff there. One of my new favorite.
The camera bit off more than he could chew.
He was told to get out.
Like, they need to stay out of grown folks' business when they're talking like that. Though, I mean, that's just hell. Everybody know that.
Speaking of DeCameron, Richie, let's listen to them this morning. Plenty of their business. It was their interview with Nick Sirianni. Let's hear that. Sirianni this morning with Joe and John.
We welcome the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations on the win the other day, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So Nick, before we look back, let's look ahead let's look back by talking Rams last night. Unique situation. You have a chance on a nighttime game Monday night to find out who you're going to play. Do you watch the Rams and Vikings for all 3 hours? I know you're in prep mode. You got family thing. Like, do you watch that game for all 3 hours?
Yeah, of course. You know, you're continuing to get ready for both teams. You're continuing to, you know, pretty much the game that you had on Sunday is cleaned up. But you got to prep for two teams, and so you're watching that and seeing how it's going. And as the game shifts, which it did in that game a little bit, then you kind of move your focus on to the Rams somewhere around. I won't say when we started going Rams, but you know, there was definitely a distinct time where we were like, okay, let's start getting ready for the Rams only.
That's fascinating. And are you communicating, you're texting that to your coaches? You know, I get you won't say what quarter, but yeah.
Maximize your time.
I get it. Yeah.
We're still in here. We're still hitting there here together at that point. And gotcha. Yeah, still grinding it out.
So how much have the Rams improved since November 24th?
You know, I think going into our game against the Rams, they had been pretty hot. They had won like 4 out of 5 to start. You know, before we went in there and played them, our game happened, and then they got hot again. This is a good football team with really good players, really good quarterback, and I can't tell you how much respect I have for Sean McVay and the coach that he is. And you can just tell it's all over his tape of how good of a coach he is.
Nick Sirianni here with us. Nick, what'd you make your squad's performance the other day? It was different in that you had the early lead and essentially had the ball to start both halves, if you will. What'd you make of how your team played? And again, congrats on that victory.
Yeah, winning a playoff game is a big deal. And, you know, that's our goal, is to win another one this week. And, you know, it's hard to do. As you know, I think one thing you take from it is, like, there's going to be mistakes in playoff football. And what I mean by that is there are going to be mistakes that the other team forces. Like, hey, why'd we miss this tackle? Well, Josh Jacobs made a really good move right there. That's how we missed it. Or, you know, whatever it is. And so you got to be able to play the next play and because there's going to be things that happen that are good. And that's football in general, but even more so in the playoffs. There's going to be things that are happening that are good. There's going to be things that happen that are bad. And then can you put yourself in a mindset to play the next play? And I think our guys did just that. You know, it wasn't clean. We had to clean things up yesterday, and that's what yesterday was about. But every time it wasn't clean, we followed it up by a good play or a good drive that helped us, you know, keep the lead, get the lead, grow the lead even further. And you know, and I think that was evident all over the tape. And you know, we're on to the next one now. But it's good to get a playoff win.
Nick, do you think rust affected Jalen's performance? Were the couple weeks off a factor?
You know, I thought as an offense as a whole, there was things we needed to clean up as we did. And but I do think that, you know, when they go down 10, we're up 10-0 for a majority of the first half and into the third quarter. Then it becomes 10-3. And then our offense goes right down and scores. So it makes it 16-3. Then they score a touchdown at 16-10. Our offense gets the ball and we get a field goal. So, and we drive down and score, get a field goal. So, I thought that, you know, you can look at a lot of the, like I said, this playoff football, there's going to be some things that happen that are good. There's going to be some things that happen are bad. But I think in the moments of, hey, we needed it, everything was on the line, you know, we had to go back up 2 scores, you know, Jalen led our team down and, you know, led our team down the field and scored, you know, made a great check for a touchdown to Dallas. Just did a lot of good things to help us win that football game. Do we want plays back as an offense? Yeah. Is he going to want plays back? Of course, that's the way football goes. But in times of, hey, we need it now, Jalen Hurts made some big-time plays, some big-time checks, some big-time throws, and that's what he's continued to do. Like, you know, I think, you know, when you win 15 games as we have this year, like, Jalen's played really efficient football. You can't win 15 games unless your quarterback's playing efficient, playing really good football, taking care of the football. You know, he protected the ball in that game that we played the other night, and you know, the other team didn't as much, right? And we won that turnover battle, which has made it a big, big deal in that game.
Nick, how much did receivers struggle to get open more than usual against the Packers?
Our receivers are able to get open when it's one-on-one coverage and it's true, you know, like that. Our receivers know how to get open, find ways to get open, and I think the same can be true for when our receivers feel that zone. You know, they have a good feel like of where to sit in the zones, where to sit, but there's rules to where you got to sit in zones as well. I thought we were efficient in the pass game. I thought that there was things we're going to all want back. But I never worry about, you know, that sign in AJ's locker, always open. He's always open. So I never worry about those guys getting open. I never worry about that. Because we got some of the best receivers in the NFL, and it was great to have Dallas back. Listen, at the end of the day, we did what we needed to do to win the football game, and that's the only thing.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thing that matters, how do you win the football game? And we found a way to do that.
Nick Sirianni with us right now. You know, Nick, the loss of N'Kobe, to me, there's two different elements, at least as I say it. One, obviously, not having him for the next 3 weeks. But the other is just N'Kobe, the guy, and the impact on his life. I mean, he was and still is eligible for a contract in a couple months, and very well may have gotten a nice payday. I'm just curious, you know, you talk so much about connectivity. You know, how do you approach a guy like N'Kobe when it's a serious injury like that, knowing that he's going through an awful lot right now?
Yeah, injuries being part of this game, that stinks. You know, I kind of what I try to do is, you know, as I was a sophomore in college, I had a major injury that really, you know, really affected me. And it was really hard for me to be out and not playing and, you know, with my teammates there in college. And I've always used that as a like, hey, because of how bad it hurt me, the injury just not being out there. I've always used that to kind of connect with my guys here and let them know at least. You know, from a different level, I know what they're going through. Maybe not a professional football level, but a college football level. And, you know, it just gives you an opportunity to be there for the guys in those moments and, you know, to share your story. Because, when you can share your story and show, hey, there's light at the end of this tunnel. And, you know, I really attribute my injury to everything that I've kind of encountered in my career. And the good, you can see the good in it now. You're able to share that with the guys, and so I always take that very seriously. I'm going to miss N'Kobe out there, and you know, because he is a phenomenal player, he's a phenomenal person, he's a phenomenal teammate. And nobody works like him to get himself ready for a game. I'm just so impressed by what he does to do that, and so that's where you find a way to connect with the guys through old experiences. And hopefully you give them a little bit of hope that, you know, it's you're going through a hard time now, but there's going to be a positive to this. And but we sure as heck will miss him. I know he'll miss being out there. This guy loves football. So I felt it yesterday in team meeting how much he's going to miss it. So now our job is just wrap our arms around him, be there for him, and know that we need him. And the reason we're in this spot is because of him, and we need him, and he's going to lead. I have no doubt he'll watch the tape that he needs to watch with the guys this week to help them get prepared, because that's the type of teammate he is. That's the type of person he is. I can't say enough good things about N'Kobe Dean.
How much has the, defensively speaking, making up for N'Kobe's loss, the pass rush was so amazing and consistent and powerful in this last game. And it feels like for the last stretch of the season, the improvement in the pass rush was just massive How much has that improvement surprised you, Nick?
Yeah, not surprised, because I think we got the right guys up front. Howie and his staff have done a great job of getting guys in here. You know, what a contribution we've had from some young guys and to help out. We got some really talented guys. I think Milton Williams has done a nice job as he gets one-on-one situations. And we've just gotten contributions and from each guy. I think our team has embraced the group rush. What I mean by that is it's not just, they got five and sometimes six and sometimes seven to block your four or whatever many you're blitzing on the play. And so I guess sometimes that feels like it's not a fair fight. So you got to win as a group, right? You got to win as a group rush, and our guys have embraced that. You can see how our guys celebrate together after that, because they know it takes all of the guys up front and the guys in the back end that are doing the coverage on that. And so, I heard Nolan Smith say something like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give my playoff check to Milton Williams," and because he knows that helped him out getting home and getting the sacks last game. So
wow.
It's just the embodiment of our team that I truly believe, and I think you guys can see it too, that they're truly happy for each other. They truly are celebrating together. They are selfless players, and I love that about this team, because again, at the end of the day, in this sport, it's not the best groups of individuals that win; it's the best teams.
Yeah, Nick, we've been so impressed. But your guys up front, obviously your whole squad, but your guys up front, it's remarkable what they've done. Nick, let's talk about the AJ reading the book thing, and it's important to say it's a self-help book. It's not just some random book. So it's a self-help book. It's a strange visual, obviously. Are you okay with him reading a self-help book on the sideline, or would you rather he not?
No, I'm definitely okay with it. Everybody has their, the crazy thing is it's been happening for, he's been reading this book on the sideline for a long time. It just so happened that a camera saw it this week and kind of, I don't know if made a big deal about it or not, but everybody has their own way. We talk so much about dog mentality, playing the next play, focusing your mind on what you're about to do so you can play with great effort and great detail. And some guys pray, in between. Some guys meditate in between. Some guys, AJ reads in between. Whatever these guys need to do to put their mind in a place where they can play with great detail and great effort, I fully encourage them to do that. And AJ is... I love AJ. He's such a good teammate, and I find it, a little bit like I saw Jahan Dotson said something like defending AJ, and I thought that was awesome too. Just another opportunity, another example of our teammates defending each other, that, we don't do any research to figure out why, how long he's been doing it, why he's doing it, what he's reading. I mean, he's not reading a romance novel on the sideline. Like, whatever he's, we don't
but
do any research
that...
and we jump to a conclusion of, oh, he must be disgruntled. That to me is lazy, and everyone needs to figure out why he's doing it before they jump to judgment on the man, because the man, AJ Brown, is a great, 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 great person. The man, AJ Brown, is the best receiver that, and I'll say it without hesitation, is the best receiver that this city's ever seen. The man, AJ Brown, is one of the best teammates that in the world to his guys. Not just the best receiver, the one of the best teammates. This guy is top notch. There's a reason he's done all the things he can do, and I love AJ Brown. And it's hard for me to watch when people are getting on him without doing the proper research of who the man is and what he's doing in the first place.
Well, I admire Nick, his ability certainly, or desire to lock in mentally, and I think that's fantastic. I really do. All right, Nick, final thing here. Jake Elliott, we've wondered this for a few weeks. Is he injured? Is there something physical that's impacting his effectiveness as a kicker?
I think what you saw after the missed extra point is two unbelievable plays that, I talked about the offense leading us down to score, but two unbelievable plays to go up 16 to 19 and then 19 to 22. So I think that showed that, he's healthy. Just a misfortunate hit on the extra point. But he, he embodies the dog mentality too. Like, okay, it hasn't went well. It didn't go well in that kick where he missed the extra point, but he figured out a way to make the next one and completely be in the moment and play. Maybe he read AJ's book on the sideline with him because he played with great detail and great effort after that and really helped us, seal that game and win that game. All that's important is this next game, and I have no doubt in my mind that Jake is going to be ready for this next game and make kicks that's going to help us on our way for this next game.
All right, well, Nick, speaking of that next game, absolute best of luck to you. The Eagles and the Rams, obviously, Sunday at 3 o'clock. We're going to give away tickets to that game coming up on Friday. We look forward to that. Nick, good luck on Sunday and the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni this morning with Joe and John Hugh. A couple things that stood out to me. One, he was very passionate in his defense of AJ. Although I don't think most people are frustrated with AJ. I just think it was interesting, right? Like something we never saw before.
I saw a few people what he was talking about that didn't do their due diligence and immediately said something to the effect that he was disgruntled about the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the easy thing to do. And that's why I number one, I wanted to see what the book was. And then I wanted to see, interpret how he was interpreting it. And I think that's what it was, man. AJ, he didn't have his best game. He's a little banged up. So I kind of looked at it as like he was centering himself, which is not a bad thing. Sometimes, every now and then, man, in order to not act a fool, you have to just sit back and just relax and just center yourself. I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, it's better than the alternative, which
is acting a fool.
Exactly, on the sidelines. The other thing that caught my attention there is Joe asked Nick specifically, is Jake Elliott dealing with anything physical that is causing some of the issues with kicks? And he just kind of
glommed over that a little bit.
He didn't answer it directly. He said, well, he basically said he showed dog mentality and he bounced back from the miss, which is wonderful, but that wasn't the question. And that makes me wonder if Jake is dealing with something, and it's part of why he's been up and down this year. That caught my attention.
Sirianni should start a bit where he just answers every question with, like, dog mentality.
Everything. What's today? Tuesday or Wednesday? Dog mentality, Joe.
Just, you got to have a dog mentality. Don't think about the day before.
No matter what day it is, you act like you have your dog mentality. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get back to all your phone calls here. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a mulligan for his performance on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers? Your first thought on the Rams game? We'll get to another back and forth on the morning show. This time, Joe DeCamera against Seth Joyner. Plus, Vic Fangio with a really interesting answer on how to replace the Kobe Dean's production. You're not going to want to miss this. Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.